No immediate price drop despite kwacha gains and fuel cuts. NGOCC calls for full implementation of anti-GBV Act, and China partially lifts ban on Japanese seafood imports.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
The news in detail. Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPAR researcher Dr. Joseph Piri, says Zambians should not expect an immediate drop in prices despite recent fuel price cuts and a stronger kwacha, citing a six-month lag in price adjustments. Speaking at a Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry ZACSI breakfast meeting this morning, Dr. Piri said chief executive officers often wait for sustained cost trends before reducing prices. He has noted that rising global oil prices, electricity shortages, and exchange rate fluctuations continue to drive production costs up. And Dr. Piri has urged the government to build at least 6 months of import cover and operationalize the Kazungula fuel pipeline to help stabilize fuel supply and curb inflation.
We propose that we should use natural reserves to cover at least 5 months of import cover. I think currently, as a Bank of Zambia, they're able to raise up to 3 months of import cover. So I think this is something that we encourage over time in order to ensure that we're able to cushion the stage of inflation. It's very difficult to predict that all prices will go down from advance, but maybe this will move on industry by industry. Based on the findings of our model, our conclusion that we spend about 5-6 months for the to be solved by UNDI, either in the bumper harvest or any other aspect that should use this, will actually ensure, or perhaps the acquisition of the partner, which of course we cannot say with the damage that will be the case throughout the coming months.
Meanwhile, ZACSI Vice President Andrew Sinyangwe say the ongoing ZACSI We Want agenda aims to build a more responsive, member-driven chamber. The non-governmental gender organization coordinating council in NGOCC has urged the government to allocate sufficient resources in the 2026 national budget to fully implement the Anti-Gender-Based Violence GBV Act. Speaking during a media engagement, NGOCC Executive Director Annie Anamela has emphasized the need for funding to review the Act and train law enforcement officers to better enforcement. She has noted that limited resources continue to hamper the country's GBV response. Ms. Anamela has also called for the construction of GBV shelters in all provinces and urged the government to honor the Abuja Declaration Day by allocating at least 15% of the budget to the health sector, which plays a key role in supporting GBV survivors.
NGOCC expects the 2026 national budget to allocate sufficient funds and resources towards the full implementation of the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Act, especially in this regard, targeting the review of the Act, training of law enforcement and judicial officers, establishment of the Anti-GBV Fund, construction of shelters countrywide, and establishment of fast-track courts in all provincial centers to handle cases of GBV.
Former Munali PF Member of Parliament, Professor Nkandu Luo, has bemoaned the lack of love and empathy in the country after being summoned by the police at the police force headquarters in Lusaka, despite losing her daughter this morning around 02 hours. Addressing the media at the force headquarters, Professor Luo has disclosed that she has been appearing for questioning at the headquarters for the past 1 week, despite her indicating to the police that she had been nursing a dying daughter who had travelled to India to seek for medical attention. She has further disclosed that despite providing this information, she was asked by the police to avail documentation to prove that her daughter had a terminal illness, including summoning her for questioning. Professor Luo says she lost her daughter this morning around 02 hours, but was still summoned for questioning, stating that it had that it had to take her lawyer's intervention to stop her from being questioned. Government has launched the Students Loan Discount Campaign, an initiative by the Higher Education Loan and Scholarships Board, which offers a 20% discount to all loan beneficiaries who pay their outstanding loans in full from June to December 2025. Speaking during the launch, Minister of Education Douglas Siakarima has commended HELSB for the initiative, noting the campaign will offer relief to many struggling beneficiaries. The campaign, which came into effect on 1st June 2025, has so far seen over 20 people paying off their loans in full.
This campaign, running from June to November 2025, offers a one-time 20% discount to all student loan beneficiaries who choose to fully settle their outstanding balances. It is not only a financial opportunity, but also a moral and a patriotic one, an invitation to give back to the nation. They are keenly aware of the challenges many graduates face in repaying their loans. At the same time, we know that for the loan scheme to be sustainable, repayment must be taken seriously.
And speaking at the same event, HELSB Chairperson Geoffrey Samkonga has called the campaign a positive development for the students, the board and future loan applicants, reducing repayment pressure, boosting revenue and sustaining the revolving loan fund.
This campaign reflects a tripartite win-win-win situation. Number one, for the beneficiaries, it reduces the debt burden to our institution, the Higher Learning Loans and Education Board. It improves collection and enhances our revolving fund. For the Zambians in general and future beneficiaries of higher learning in this country, it enhances opportunities for accessing loans to pursue their higher learning education.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has disbursed over 11.4 million kwacha in Constituency Development Fund, CDF, loans to beneficiaries in Matero Constituency between 2022 and 2025. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Vulumba said a total of 244 local entrepreneurs, cooperatives, clubs and individual businesses have received support through this initiative aimed at steering inclusive economic development in the constituency. He said in 2022, over 1.9 million kwacha was disbursed to 102 cooperatives, followed by 3.2 million kwacha awarded to 51 beneficiaries in 2023. Mr. Mulumba said in 2024, the council awarded over 2.9 million kwacha to 39 groups, while in 2025, over 3.3 million kwacha has been loaned to 50 beneficiaries.
The Lusaka City Council has paid out 11.4 million kwacha in Constituent Development Fund CDF loans to beneficiaries in Matero constituents between 2022 and 2025. A total of 242 local entrepreneurs, cooperatives, clubs and individual businesses have received support through this initiative aimed at fostering inclusive economic development in the area. This sustained investment shows the government's ongoing commitment to empowering communities by creating economic opportunities, stimulating local enterprise and improving livelihoods.
The news can continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid